In this week's episode of Behind the Smiles, we sit down with patient coordinators from Ghana, Clement and Emmanuel. Clement and Emmanuel work with tireless dedication to identify and transport children and adults born with cleft in Ghana to our medical mission sites. They help the patients they serve overcome physical barriers as well as social. Watch this week's episode to hear their perspectives on why the work we're doing in Ghana is so crucial.
Hi, my name is Clement Ofosuhemin, Patient Coordinator, Operation Smile Ghana.
Hi, my name is Emmanuel Amas Amankwa, Assistant Patient Coordinator for Operation Smile Ghana.
Well, I was involved in Operation Smile Ghana thanks to Emmanuel Kumaho, who once came to my house telling me that there's an NGO that provides free reconstructive surgery for cleft lip and cleft palate. To be frank, I was like, are you sure this is true? And then he said, yeah, it is true. And then he told me that, well, they are having challenges in patient recruitment.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, there is an assumption that maybe there are no patients in Ghana. Maybe the number of patients in Ghana are not many.
Yeah.
So they are not they're having difficulties in finding more patients.
Yeah.
And I said, well, could it be that the patients are not there, or they are there, but the channel of using to find them is what is not clicking very well? So I said, well, if they are taking this thing away all because they are not finding patients, then let's get involved and make it happen. The challenge is could be attributed to financial constraints. Patient guardians are not financially sound, so they do not have the means to afford the surgery.
Yeah.
And then lack of information.
Yeah.
I believe that some of them too do not know that it's possible for it to be fixed.
Yeah.
So that might be a barrier.
Yeah.
And then the fear factor. Immediately you mention the name operation, people get scared. Maybe I'm going to die. They do not know that it takes about 45 minutes to get the lip fixed. What is the biggest lesson you have learned since you started working with Operation Smile?
I've learned how important it is to save people. And I've got enough experience in human relationships. What about you?
Well, I would say that one of the things that I've learned so much in Operation Smile is that the little thing that you do or the big things that you do in your corner, do it with all your heart, because you never know. It might go a long way to touch someone's life. The founder, Bill McGee and Kathy, they had an idea.
Yeah.
However small that idea might be or may be, when they worked, they pushed it up.
Yep.
It has gone a long way to touch a lot of people, and Ghana, Africa, and all over the world, we are now talking confidently about Operation Smile because someone pushed his or her idea upwards, and now we are benefiting from it.
That's good. What do you think makes Operation Smile different from other organizations?
What I would say is this. I think Operation Smile, one of the things that makes it different from other organizations is that they adhere to international quality healthcare.
Yeah.
Meaning that a patient with cleft lip or cleft palate, the same treatment that they will treat a patient having cleft lip or cleft palate in the USA, they will use that same treatment, that quality standard, will be replicated when they come to Ghana. And then, and also I think they believe in capacity building.
Yeah.
So when they come, they also try to help other people to in the country or the health practitioners or the volunteers, let me put it that way, to upgrade their knowledge in that field, which goes a long way for sustainability. So they don't only think of today, but they have that foresight of tomorrow as well. I think that is one thing that I think makes Operation Smile stand out, you know,
yeah,
when you
right.
compare to other organizations. What about you?
If you see Operation Smile, it's a minority program to feed the kids to gain the necessary weight for the surgery. You know, some of their children might have died without this minority program. So I really love the minority program, and I appreciate it so much.
What inspired you to work with Operation Smile?
But I think what inspired me for my first time in the mission was after the surgery. You know, you see how the patient looks like. Very beautiful, families are happy and all that. I think it inspired me a lot to always, you know, join Operation Smile to help save lives, I think, yeah. What about you?
For me, I think Operation Smile answers what I've always been passionate about. I think it gives us the platform to show love to other people. You know, it's a wonderful channel where you can express your love to someone, somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
By putting in the little that you think you can do, do it well. Because it goes a long way to save someone's life. I always say that we believe that we're creating smiles, but I believe that we are doing more than creating smiles. That is, we are saving life.
Yeah.
Because you and I know very well what goes on with respect to this particular deformity in this country. The stigma is so bad, and I think it's a challenge that we all need to do our best to sensitize the general public. And I believe now, going forward, I think now as we're doing more surgeries, the sensitization is, going far.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think you've said it all, financial problem and all that. But I think the distance from their home to the mission site is also another problem for the patient, because some of them also travel, I think, 6 hours, 8 hours in the bus, you know, from their home to the mission site. So I think the distance is also a problem for the patients. Yeah.
Okay. Well, why is the care we provide important?
Yeah, it's very important to give them a constructive life and save them as well after they are being repaired. They look different, you know. They can go to school, they can go to public, they can do so many things, which maybe they couldn't have done without the surgery. So I think it's very, very important. What about you?
Well, I think it's very important because you and I know very well that sometimes patients who are born with this deformity, society sees them to be not fit to be accepted as human beings.
Yeah.
So if you have an opportunity like Operation Smile Ghana, where they will welcome you wholeheartedly and get your problem solved for you with no strings attached to it or with no financial, you know, commitment, they will do everything for you. I think it's something that is, personally, I think it's, I doff my heart to it, it's worth it. It's something that everybody needs to embrace.
Yeah. What aspect of our work are you most proud of?
Patient recruitment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are isolated, rejected, do not have confidence to come to public places. Society frowns on them.
Yeah.
So, you going there to tell them that, oh, Operation Smile Ghana is here to get your problem solved, they don't believe. And you know very well that there are so many things that goes on behind the scene to even find the patient.
Yeah.
Not only finding the patient, convincing them to believe of what we offer as Operation Smile Ghana to come to the mission.
Yeah.
And then when they come to the mission, then they see the reality.
Yeah.
Then they realize that they are not the only one who is born with this deformity.
Yeah.
And then another aspect that I like so much is that they embraces capacity building.
Yeah.
You know, that is one factor that I'm so much happy because they believe in sustainability. And how do you make it happen? Unless you train people to walk in the shoes when you are not there.
Yeah.
So when you come to, let's say you come to Ghana and you do the surgery for the patient, and then you go. Every day you come, but it will be more sustainable when you train the local team to equip them with the necessary education or necessary training in that aspect. That is one that I'm so passionate about. I'm so grateful. I'm happy that Operation Smile is doing it, because now we can confidently say that we now run a local mission thanks to the idea of capacity building, the idea of sustainability.
Yeah.
That has paved way for Operation Smile Ghana now to be running local missions.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's good. And I see it to be more like a whole package.
Yeah.
So you recruit the patient, and then you give them the surgery. Yeah. It's not only that.
Yeah.
We have the post-op care.
Yeah.
Where you follow up with them. Not only that, you know, we are there to make sure that we give them the full package. If anything pops up negatively, Operation Smile Ghana is here to get it solved.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is one thing that I'm very, very happy about. And I see it that it will have a long way. It will stay for real, because they believe in tomorrow, not only today, not only focusing on today.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think, as you said, patient recruitment, I really love that side, because without the recruitment, they may not know Operation Smile. They may not know where to go and all that. And then the minorities program, as I said, I really love that side so much, to feed the babies, you know, to attain the necessary weight for the surgery, and then the surgery itself, you know. And also, Operation Smile provide education to aid volunteers to enhance their profession. I think I'm very happy about that too. So I think, you've said it all.
Thanks for sitting down and listening to this week's episode of Behind the Smiles. Our missions would not be possible without our hardworking patient coordinators. We're so grateful for Clement and Emmanuel's work in Ghana and for our other patient coordinators' work around the world. If you're interested in donating or getting involved, click the link in the episode description. Let us know you're listening by screenshotting the episode and posting it to your own story with hashtag Behind the Smiles. You may get a shout out on our social media channels and in the next episode. You can find more great stories about our work on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Operation Smile. Finally, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. We put out new episodes every other Wednesday.